All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the Western Conference Finals in the NBA are set to begin today, and folks, I think it is going to be worth the price of admission and then some, as you have the San Antonio Spurs, who are the second best team during the regular season in the Western Conference, taking on the top team in the Western Conference in the Golden State Warriors. Now, the Warriors enter this series as a two-time defending Western Conference champions, and of course, they won it all in 2015. But in each of those two runs to the NBA Finals, the one team that the Golden State Warriors did not face in the postseason were the San Antonio Spurs. Now, this time around, no Steve Kerr on the bench, at least for the start of this series as the head coach of the Warriors, as he is having complications from a previous back surgery, which means it is going to be up to former Cleveland Cavaliers and LA Lakers head coach Mike Brown to steer this team to victory. Now, during the regular season, San Antonio won two of the three matchups, including the Spurs winning on opening night in Oakland as they got the best of Golden State by the score of 129-100. I'm going to look at the matchup at small forward in this one. You got Kawhi Leonard for the San Antonio Spurs, and of course he missed the end of the fourth quarter and all of overtime in game number five of the Western Conference semis for the Spurs against the Houston Rockets, and San Antonio was able to win without him. And then, of course, he missed game six, which was a series clincher as the Spurs won by 39 points. And I'm talking about Kawhi because he's one of the best players in the NBA. But then you look on the flip side, you have Kevin Durant and his length, as he is a seven-footer who can hit that three-point shot. But I expect Golden State to come with Andre Iguodala off of the bench, and he has solid length as well to try to slow down Kawhi Leonard. Kevin Durant is a guy that he's been in a zone, especially since he came back from his knee injury, as he is hungry to get that first NBA championship. Now, of course, no Tony Parker at point guard in this series, as he's out with a quadriceps injury, which means that it's going to be on Patty Mills going up against Steph Curry. And this is going to be an interesting matchup because Patty Mills is a guy who's quick, might not be as quick as Steph Curry, but he is definitely quick. And the key to slowing Steph Curry down, you have to make him work for those jump shots, get him off of his favorite spot, make him move around a little bit more than he does not want to. And because of that, you can attempt to slow him down. I look at the size factor in this series, and I'm going to give the edge to the Spurs. You look at LaMarcus Aldridge, Pau Gasol, and David Lee going up against Draymond Green and JaVale McGee. And of course, in a series clinching win for San Antonio against Houston, Aldridge had 34 points. And it's going to be an interesting factor because will he be able to play like that on a nightly basis? And if he can come close to that, the Spurs definitely have an advantage. Pau Gasol is a veteran player, but he is hungry, and the same can be said for David Lee, as he was a member of the Warriors championship team back in 2015. Now, Draymond Green can help the Warriors, and he can also hurt the Warriors. We saw it last year in the NBA Finals, and we saw it during the Western Conference semis versus the Utah Jazz, where he got a technical foul. Some X factors to look at in this series: Klay Thompson has been a forgotten man this season for the Warriors, but he is still one of the better three-point shooters in the NBA, and don't let him get going. I look at Draymond Green, and like I said, he can also be a benefit to the Warriors, but he can also be a detriment. I look at some guys on San Antonio's side, such as Deontay Murray, Jonathan Simmons, and Dwayne Dedman, and these are just products of the system for the Spurs under head coach Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich has a motivated and focused team, because you look at the fact of this. In that series-clinching win over the Rockets, San Antonio went on the road without their best player and without their starting point guard and shut down one of the best offenses in the NBA to the tune of beating them by 39 points. This Golden State Warriors team is a squad on a mission, but I think not having Steve Kerr available is going to hurt them a bit in this series. Why? Because last year, Golden State was able to rise to the occasion under Luke Walton, but Greg Popovich knows everything about Mike Brown because Mike Brown used to be an assistant under him with the San Antonio Spurs. And Greg Popovich is one of the best coaches, if not the best coach, that is still remaining in these NBA playoffs. And it's going to be tough to bet against him. Thus, I am going to take the San Antonio Spurs to advance to the NBA Finals here in 2017 in 7 games in this series. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.